If you're in Sydney or Canberra, you've likely dealt with that thick bushfire smoke that's been choking both cities. But in many regional areas, it's dust storms that have residents and doctors worried, with drought-plagued farmland exposed to high winds. Our reporter Rhett Burney travelled to Mildura on the Victorian and New South Wales border and filed this report.
On the sun-soaked banks of the Murray River at Mildura, the Sunraysia Farmers Market is in full swing. It's warm and the sky is a deep blue. Stalls are busy and there's a long line at Therese Linky's coffee van.
Thank you.
The clear conditions have given locals a desperately needed breath of fresh air. Therese Linky says severe dust storms are making life difficult for everyone, but particularly for those with health issues.
The dust storm is really affecting them. Now a lot of families having to sleep underneath a sheet just because they can't really breathe. My husband, he's got really bad asthma and he's sort of on a preventer and he's sort of taking that like 3 times a day at the moment just because it has been so bad.
Once considered rare, dust storms are now the norm here. The drought has dried out and exposed the topsoil, allowing strong winds to pick up particles and carry them across the region, blanketing and choking everything and everyone in its path. Christina Schweitzer has lived here for decades. She's never seen it so bad.
We get at least 2 a week. In all these years, I've never had to use Ventolin pathway as frequent as I do now.
Professor Hubertus Yersman is a respiratory specialist at the Royal Adelaide Hospital.
The official recommendation when this happens is stay indoors and shut the windows. That's obviously not feasible if it's lasting for weeks and weeks.
And it's not just the dust that's worrying locals. Independent State MP Ellie Cupper says there's growing concern that dust may contain toxins from pesticides used across the region.
Since 2006, when those last air quality tests were conducted in our region by the EPA, there's been a lot of developments in terms of glyphosate and, you know, information about the health risks of glyphosate.
She says the weed killer, also known as Roundup, was used for decades on farming land throughout the region. Professor Yersman says that's true, but the long-term health effects are still not clear.
In Mildura and surrounds, there is a lot of use of pesticides. It's not really known how much ends up in the dust and how much you need to inhale for short-term or long-term damage.
Ellie Cupper has asked the EPA to conduct urgent air quality tests.
We want certainty and peace of mind. It might be that there's nothing to worry about, but we can only know that if the EPA conducts testing.
In a statement, an EPA spokesman said the authority doesn't routinely check the air or dust for pesticide or herbicide contamination. However, it had tested soils in some major population centres and that had revealed generally low concentrations of the chemicals. Mildura wasn't included in those checks and the EPA spokesman says there are no plans to conduct air quality tests there either.
Rhett Burney reporting.